In the second reading, St. Peter says, "Beloved, sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts. Sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts." What does Peter mean by this? In a simple language, enthrone him. Let him remain there. Enthrone him in your heart. Let him be part of you. Let him become you, and you become him. Enthrone him. And so that is exactly what the Lord Jesus tells us in the gospel. Whoever loves me, and whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. And he had earlier said, whoever has my commandments and observe them is the one who loves me. A few days back, throughout this week, the Lord Jesus had been telling his apostles, talking about loving one another. He said, "I give you a new commandment, love one another as I have loved you." That is the basic commandment he gives us. And that's today he says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." That is the commandment of love. "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always." This other advocate he is talking about is the Holy Spirit. Another advocate. That means he is already one. And then this other one is coming to stay with you, remain with you. So as St. Peter tells us, enthrone him, sanctify him in your heart. He says, "You are in me and I in you." Unless that happens, you just remain like that. And if truly what you are yearning for, what you are moving to, is to be with him, then you truly have to do what he wants you to do. The past 3 weeks, the Lord Jesus had continuously introduced himself. 3 weeks ago, he introduced himself as the Good Shepherd. Last week, he introduced himself to, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And at a point, you remember, Thomas said, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" If truly we want to be with him, we have to know him. And so, it is becoming very apparent now, it's becoming very clear to the apostles that the Lord is leaving them. They have just recovered from the shock of the crucifixion. And now he is leaving them permanently. But then the Lord Jesus assures them, "I am not leaving you as orphans. I'm not leaving you orphans. I will come to you." That means that he's coming in the way of the Holy Spirit. And so to enthrone him in your heart would mean then receiving the Holy Spirit. And this is going to be the one that will guide you. And why does he keep on saying you have to love one another? There should be that unity, because he came to establish God's kingdom, a family. And when you love one another, you become a member of the family. God shows himself there, and that is where he will come, himself and the Father, and they will dwell with you. Love. And I've been saying here always, that is the Christian identity. That is the Christian identity, love. Because when we love one another, we show that we belong to one another. We belong to a family. God the Father is love, like St. John tells us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. And so for God to live with us and for us to live in him, we really have to love. My dear friends in Christ, there is one thing that is in short supply these days in most societies: love, genuine love. Genuine love is in short supply these days. People do not love people because they want to show the love of God. They appreciate what God has done for them. People want to love because of what they will get from that person. A kind of a quid pro quo love, When I show you kindness, then you show kindness back to me. And that is the kind of love that is moving in the society. It is not the kind of love that Jesus wants us
to love.
He wants us to love unconditionally. And that is when then you will experience that family of God's people. And so when Peter tells us here to enthrone him in your heart, sanctify him in your heart, that means let him remain with you, let him be there with you. My dear friends in Christ, our actions can always tell us whether Jesus lives with us, whether we are with him, whether we have been able to enthrone him, whether we have become this family. When we start judging people according to how they look, that is a problem. So when the Lord Jesus tells us to love, you love unconditionally. And it is only here that then you will experience at the end. Because what the Lord Jesus came to do here was to come and establish this family of God's people, to establish this kingdom, so that at the end we will be together. And you can remember even at the priestly prayer when he prayed, he said, Father, that I pray that all you have given to me will be with me. That is always his prayer. And for those he has given to be with him, it means they'll have to go according to his own commands. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. It's not a big deal. It's not something that you have to do something very big. Just to love him. And what does loving him mean? Meaning it means loving my neighbor. Loving anybody I see. Loving somebody who is in need and helping somebody who is in need. That is the only way. Because God himself shows you that love. And he expects you to also show that same love to one another. And once you know that, once you do that, then you show the family of God. You show what God came to do. And so, my dear friends in Christ, we pray and ask God to help us not just to be listeners. Because we go to church. But do we truly, truly know him? Do we truly, truly have him in our hearts? Or we go to church as a kind of a social gathering. And then when you leave, you go away. For him to live in us and we to live in him, we have to do what he wants us to do. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always. And when he is with you always, you can always see the fruits of the Holy Spirit in you. And then at the end, we will all be together with him. Let us stand up and profess our faith in God.